Well, we're off to California now and San Francisco, I believe. Anthony Ginsberg from Gins Global. Thanks for staying up late, Anthony. Lovely to see you and to be talking with you again on such a big day. The release of this week, we're going to see four of the Magnificent Seven giving us financial results. Last night, our time, I suppose, just after the trading closed in the US, your time, the numbers were out from Google stroke Alphabet. It's known as Alphabet. The early initial reports we had was the market loved it.
The results were terrific, actually, particularly Google's cloud blew the fox off most expectations. Greetings from LA this morning, actually. Google
LA,
was up on their cloud earnings 35% year on year. Cloud is actually still in the early innings since we're in the middle of the World Series here in America. There's nine innings in a baseball game. We're in the early innings of cloud still. Less than half of all IT spend is still being impacted by a cloud. And something like 20% of work enterprise IT is only currently being utilized in the cloud. So Google to have 35% year-on-year revenue was a huge beat on the expectations. Their earnings numbers were also up dramatically. Just to give you an idea, the revenues were up 15% year-on-year. Even YouTube and the search engine business, which many thought could suffer from chatbots and AI, because there were some concerns, you'll recall, over the last year or two with ChatGPT coming in, even those had double-digit growth numbers, both on the earnings, the bottom line, and the top line, Alex. So yes, Google's numbers were very impressive. They actually, after hours, gained about 5% on the trade.
Anthony, we are going out live via audio, but we are recording this for our own YouTube channel later. And you would you mind just adjusting your camera a little bit? And you can go. We can get you in the middle of the picture. There we go. That's a lot better. Okay. And just from your own perspective, Gins Global. I mean, you're a South African boyke. We can hear that. You've been in the US now for quite some time. What drew you to focusing on the FANGs, on the tech stocks? And thank you for the information you send, not just to me, but to many people on a regular basis on things that are going. Because you've been on the money so often there. But where did it all start for you to go into that area?
Well, we realized that there's so many experts out there, Alec, on Wall Street, where I joined Wall Street back in 1990 at Solomon Brothers and then subsequently at Barclays. And realized very early on there are thousands literally of stock analysts out there. We became big index fund believers. We run ETFs. We are index funds, broad-based ones, global equity, regional equity ones, also particularly in the tech and sector spaces. We realized quite early on that the tech area can be very tricky. And what we've tried to do is actually, yes, we cover mega caps, but we've also got equally weighted vehicles such as this tech megatrend ETF that's up about 45% just year over year. The last 3 months is up about 14%. And what we've tried to do there is to equally weight AI and cloud and cybersecurity, all these hot areas, electric vehicles. It's very hard to time it, Alec. But what we've also learned from our friends in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, including Elon and others, is the convergence across. Yeah, there's quite a lot of South African boykies. We call it the South African Mafia, ex-PayPal boys up there. They taught me and a few others a while ago, Anthony, don't just focus on AI or just on cloud or just on electric vehicles. We're converging. I mean, really, Tesla is essentially a robot on wheels. That's why it's valued at such a huge premium. And I know many people like Sai and others can't generally understand the valuation. But it's very hard to bet against what Elon's doing. But the real point is that things like cloud computing are first cousins to AI. The more NVIDIA grows, you look through the line items and you see the biggest expenditures and the biggest customers, frankly, are the cloud computing guys like AWS. That's Amazon Web Services, which is the big daddy. Google's actually ranked third at the moment in cloud. So for them to now have a 35% year-on-year gain in revenues means likely we'll see the rest of the cloud industry also gaining. In fact, the predictions are that cloud's going to grow at about a 28% compound growth rate right through the end of this decade. So the point is to really look at the overall convergence, even digital media, the likes of Netflix and the move towards gaming, where you see Netflix increasingly utilizing gaming now. There was this massive acquisition, you know, the biggest IT acquisition over the last 12 months, Alec, as you probably are aware, was blocked a number of times. but it went through eventually. This is Microsoft's sizable acquisition of Activision.
Activision.
And that just tried to bring more eyeballs to Microsoft through social media and the digital entertainment.
So what about the rest of the week? It is a blockbuster week when you're looking at quarterly results. Yep. We've got Meta today. We've got Microsoft coming and also Amazon. So four of the Magnificent Seven. We've had Google. You've given us, or Alphabet. We've had that insight. The market loved those numbers, share price up. What are you looking for on the next three? And then their impact on NVIDIA, which only comes out in late November.
Right. It's very likely you'll see positive NVIDIA numbers based on just what we saw today with Alphabet's Google Cloud expenditure. We're looking for the line items of how much AWS later this week with Amazon are also spending on AI chips. Interestingly enough, even the likes of Microsoft with their Azure, which is actually the second largest player, will be crucial in that. So we're actually positive. You've got to remember, there's essentially a tailwind going on here in the U.S. Despite all the political and mumbo-jumbo, most of what's going on here is relatively positive. We're expecting GDP numbers later today, Alec, of about 3.1% plus growth. There's a lot of tailwind also with the interest rates coming down. We're expecting rate cuts in November and December. And I would say the treasurers and the CFOs are loosening their purse strings on technology spend. So many of the, even the second tier companies, not just the Magnificent Seven, but just the next tier down, we're expecting very positive earnings numbers. Interestingly enough, a weaker US dollar will also boost their earnings. And as you know, the dollar has weakened somewhat recently. So that should actually give them a little bit of an extra tailwind too. So, you know, ultimately, the sentiment here is positive. We're expecting a beat across the board from Meta as well as Amazon at this point.
When you mentioned a little earlier the growth in the cloud computing area for Alphabet last night, the big daddy in that area is Amazon.
Yes.
Given that somebody has to be losing market share, and they are by far the market leader there, is there concerns that maybe Amazon's numbers will disappoint in that very important field, Amazon Web Services, which is where they make most of their money?
Yes. Indeed, Amazon Web Services generates 50% almost of their quarterly profits now. So all the stuff my wife and others are buying up in their driveway, or that I'm buying, actually doesn't generates huge revenues for Jeff Bezos, but not much in the way of profit. Interestingly enough, Amazon's been encroaching on Google's search engine advertising business. That was something interesting overnight we were all looking at. So Google's actually now below 50% in search advertising, Alex. So it's actually very interesting. So we think that Amazon's actually going to have bigger numbers on the advertising revenue numbers, and they should actually overcome any slight loss. Ultimately, they were the big daddy, over 40% market share in cloud. They're dripping down to about a 30% market share ultimately in cloud. So yeah, expect that to still drop. But ultimately, there's a big engine here. I mean, the economy, frankly, is doing far better than most of the world expected at this point. We've avoided a recession. There is a soft landing occurring as we speak. And I think that may be playing into the political atmosphere as well. It's interesting times. And just literally, the latest numbers on GDP today should predict possibly even as high as a 3.5% GDP growth number.
Anthony Ginsberg with Gins Global, joining us from Los Angeles in California. And we're very grateful to have him with us, taking us through those latest numbers.